Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Lior Samfiru joins us, senior partner at Samfiru to Market LLP. Lior is an employment law specialist. Their offices are in Toronto, Vancouver, and Ottawa. And it's been a while since we've spoken, Lior. Thank you very much for taking the time. And the law requires job applicants to be truthful about their history, but to what degree?
Well, yeah, great to be with you. And absolutely, the law requires that. There's a duty that all employees have, senior employees, junior employees, to act in the best interests of their employers. Employers have a host of obligations to employees, but the employee's primary obligation is to act in the interest of the employer, and that extends to having information that you know may or could hurt your employer. And if you don't disclose that information, well, then you're not acting in the interest of the employer. Now, that duty is more pronounced for senior employees, because senior employees are in a position to potentially hurt their employer more. It's not as likely that someone working in the mailroom, if they have something uncomfortable in their past, they may not hurt their employer, but your executives, your CEOs, your faces of the company, if they're now in a position that because of what they've done, the company is embarrassed, the company can't properly serve its customers, the public doesn't see the company in the same light, that's going to hurt the company. And if the employee had that information, didn't disclose that information, Roy, not only can that employee be fired for cause, that employee could be liable for damages to the employer for the losses that the employer incurred because the employee did not reveal the truth.
Now, while you were talking, I was thinking, I said the Canadian voter is the employer, and ultimately the Canadian voter is. But if we back it up a little bit and shrink the picture a little bit, Trudeau kept his blackface appearance or appearances not only from Canadians, but also the Liberal Party when he was vetted in 2008. And he said it was embarrassing, but he also said he forgot. So if this were a corporate CEO who had met expectations of the company, as Trudeau did by winning the 2015 election, he'd still be looking at losing a job for not disclosing something significantly important and potentially embarrassing to the employer.
We'd be now referring to him as former employee Mr. Trudeau if he was the CEO of a company. Regardless of his perceived successes on the job, something like this that puts the employer in a negative light will absolutely be enough to destroy the employment relationship, the trust that it's inherent between employer and employee. And certainly, when it comes to specifically to Mr. Trudeau, you would think that the Liberal caucus would be furious in that there's information that he had that he could have shared to either allow the Liberal caucus to determine whether they want him as their leader, or at least to think of ways to get ahead of that issue, which they did not. And as a result, and this comes out at a very crucial time before an election, the unfortunate thing, or fortunate depending on your perspective, is that there's actually no direct mechanism that allows for the Liberal caucus to get rid of its leader in a situation like this. Really, the mechanism that's available is for the voters, for all of us, to vote as we deem fit, and to perhaps make our opinions known that way. But the Liberal caucus, in a way, right now, have their hands tied, even if they wanted to make a move with respect to Mr. Trudeau.
It's really remarkable, isn't it, that this, in fact, took place. And this would, if it were a corporate reality, and when we look at the time that it was divulged that Mr. Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, had three black and brown face appearances in his past that we know of, and he refuses to answer the question, were there more? And he refuses to answer whether 2001 was the last time. The timing would be almost like a CEO being found out at a board of directors meeting, wouldn't it?
That's exactly how it is, and that's exactly how it would be. And regardless of when it happened, it is something that, you know, if we were looking at a CEO, what are the considerations that a company would have? Well, wait a second, can you now effectively do your job?
Right.
Can those that you're interacting with interact with you? Are you going to be embarrassed to the company? Are we going to lose stature in the eyes of the public? Now, it's very different with Mr. Trudeau because the public is really his employer. But one aspect of this I don't know has been discussed too much is how do we feel as a public, as the employer, about him being able to do his job when he's interacting with world leaders trying to advance the company's, the country's interests, with leaders who may find his conduct offensive, who may be personally affected or insulted by what they perceive to be racist behavior. And as Canadians, as the employer, I think we should all be concerned about that.
Well, you know, Lior, I was thinking one of the thoughts I had was shortly after becoming Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau appeared at the United Nations and he made that Canada is back statement. So the next time he goes to the United Nations, that statement may take on an entirely different meaning for a number of dignitaries and leaders from other parts of the world. The question really is, has he damaged his own brand? Yes. Is he going to damage the brand of Canada? That's for the voters and, I suppose, for the Liberal Party to decide.
It is exactly that. And every government, every country, every company has a brand, has an image, has something that it's trying to portray, the way it sells itself. And the head of that company or the head of this country is the one charged with advancing those interests, advancing that image. And when the head of that company cannot do so, then they really can't do their job. And it is up to the voters and up to the Liberal Party to decide whether Mr. Trudeau can do his job, portray the party and the country in the way that it should be. I can tell you then in the private corporate world, there would be no situation where we would still be debating whether the CEO should still be there. He would be gone, either resigned voluntarily or pushed out or fired, and potentially be liable for damages as well.
Lior, good talking to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Always a pleasure, Roy.
Lior Samfiro of Samfiro Termarkin LLP, employment law specialist. There's no gray area there, none. If you do not disclose your past and something that can harm the company, harm the employer, you're going to lose your job. End of story. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.